Hey everybody, today is May 10th, 2015, it's Sunday, and I am back at Guide Dogs. It's kind of odd being back so quickly. I mean, I was just here in August getting Jolie, so it's just kind of weird to be back again, but it's good. It's just exactly how I remembered it. A few slight differences to the room, but like they put the TV on the other side of the room, which is a bummer because now I can't watch TV in bed. but you know, it's pretty much how I remember it. I just got here. My flight landed about 12:30, Pacific time. And I got to Guide Dogs and had some lunch and met a couple of my classmates. And then I have just been in my room unpacking. I thought of a few things that I forgot, just one thing actually that I need. And so the nurse is going to go to the store and do a run for people. I forgot my hairbrush. I have a hairbrush with me. It's just not the one I want. And so she's going to go grab me the one I want. And other than that, I think I brought the whole house and the kitchen sink. My suitcase was full and it's huge. But anyway, I'm just getting ready to head down to a meeting. I'm going to try and record every day like I did last time, but we'll see how I do. I'm excited to get my new dog, but I'm apprehensive after last time. It was a struggle with letting go of Jolie because I really loved her, and it was nobody's fault, and I don't put any blame anywhere. It just was one of those unfortunate things that happened, but it has made me a little gun-shy, so I'm kind of a little bit nervous about getting my puppy, but I think everything will work out, and I need to just go into this like, you know, like it's a new experience and a new dog, because it is, and I don't want to set myself up for failure, if that makes sense. So I'm trying to just be optimistic and think positively, and hopefully all will go well. So I will go ahead and pause this for now, and I'll come back in a little bit. And I'm doing these boos for everybody, but mainly for my family and my sweet husband that's back at home taking care of everything while I'm gone again for 2 more weeks. He's such an awesome, supportive, fabulous person. I can't say enough good about him. He actually put Mother's Day cards in my suitcase thinking that I could get them when I got there. Unfortunately, he forgot that I wouldn't be able to read them. But the nurse, who I know well from last time and is awesome, she read them to me. My kids did one for me and he did one, and they were all very sweet. And now I have them up on display so that people can see them when they come into my room. And I also have a picture that Westry drew for me. Well, they helped him at daycare, but it's cute. And it says, "I love you, Mom," and has 2015 and Westry's name on it and 3 big flowers that he glued on there with a lot of help, but super sweet. Anyway, because leaving on Mother's Day was a little bit of a bummer, but I'm going to go ahead and pause this, and I'll be back in a bit. Okay, well, it is later on, still on the 10th of May, and we had a good evening. We met, had a meeting. They gave us a leash and our bait bag for the treats, for the rewarding of the puppies, and then talked about just a few different things. Then we went to dinner. I had spaghetti. It was pretty good, but I had a kind of a late lunch, and so I actually wasn't super hungry. And this really good peach crisp stuff for dessert, but again, I didn't eat all of it because I was super full. And then after that, we did a tour of the dormitory, and then just came back to my room, and I watched an episode of Medium. Called and talked to Willie for a little bit, and now I think I'm just gonna either turn on some music or some other show on Netflix or something just to help me get to sleep. I'm like horrible about, I need like TV or something to fall asleep. I don't need it, but it's kind of my preference. I don't know why, but anyway, so I'm gonna go ahead and end this and publish it, and I will do an update tomorrow, and that will be the day that I get my dog, so that will be fun.
All right. I will hope everybody's doing well, and I will go ahead and stop this now.